Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your hosts, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait. See you in the show. Hey, yo, what's going on, everybody? It is your boy. And I thought that I would do something a little different today. I planned on starting in this series for Second Life, but we're coming to the conclusion of our second season. Woo, woo, woo! Getting ready to move on to season number 3. But as we're getting ready to move on to season number 3, we had the U.S. the presidential debates that happened 2 nights ago, I believe. I watched it late because I was dealing with a medical emergency. But I wanted to talk about some of my takeaways from the debates. And if you have any feelings or thoughts, feel free to call in. First and foremost, I will say this. Growing up, I was bullied as a kid. Hardcore. I was so bullied. You know, I don't harp on that. Like, I don't want to focus and think about that part of my life. Like, that's the only thing to talk about. But I do say this. That while I was, you know, bullied and abused, not abused like sexually or anything like that, but like bullied and stuff by kids and stuff throughout my life because I was very short. I looked like, you know, Webster, Gary Coleman. I heard it all throughout high school, middle school, high school, all of those years. The president of the United States should not give me the feeling of being bullied. And my boy Eddie, who I love dearly, says that Trump was abrasive because he didn't feel that Stephen Wallace was going to give him the time that he deserved and, you know, to be able to get his message out. And he timed, I guess, some of President Trump's time slots. And Trump didn't get as much time as he was allotted or whatnot. So that might be some valid feelings. And y'all on the right, y'all probably feel that way. And it is what it is. But, I, honest to God, really, really felt like Trump was a bully. And I don't want to vote for a bully. Haven't been bullied all my life. You know, I thought that some of Trump's responses were sophomoric. And that they were very, very immature. When I say bully, I don't mean the fact that he got loud, that he cut off people and all that stuff like that, that's part of it. But I just mean, like, some of the things that he pulled out, you know, saying things like, you know, to Biden, like, yeah, that's because nobody goes to your rallies. You know, that's, if it's true, it's true. I don't know. I've never been to a Biden rally. But that's not something that you say to a political opponent if you are running for the highest office and win. That sounds like something that you would say at like a student council election. Like, oh, nobody follow you. Like, you know, like that I think was really unpresidential. And I didn't like that. I didn't like bringing up kids. I mean, I'm not sitting here defending Biden's son and his actions in Russia and him getting cheese over there. I'm not here to defend that. That's, you know, I feel that's for the American legal system and court opinion. Not just, you know, Kenny Green. But, you know, stick to the issues, man. Like, stick to the issues. I know it's a debate. I know that y'all gonna sling mud at each other. And Biden, I'm sorry. You know, I love you, Uncle Joe. You're crazy. But, you know, I know some of the things that you did out of desperation. I know. But you weren't exactly issue-oriented either all the time like you should have been. Fight Trump on the issues. That is the sparring match. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear more about what these candidates were going to mean to my everyday life by their past records, by their feelings on certain issues, and I think that it became a three-ring circus instead of informational time. I did not feel informed at the end of the debate. I felt like I watched two high schoolers go at it, real talk. I didn't feel like I knew one better than the other. And while I have a huge idea of who I'm voting for when my ballot comes in the mail, you know, this is an opportunity for either opponent to swing people to their side. That's what we have debates for. And it's not, and it shouldn't be about third swinging. You should not resort to the level of high school children. Joe, you underperformed. Bro, sorry to say, but you underperformed. You did not do as well as you could have or should have. You did not do as well as you were expected to do. That was a little sad to me. Trumpski, you got made to look like a jack wagon. Not gonna curse. But the debates were not very appealing to you either. The debates, I'm sorry, they made you look like an idiot. They made you look like a pure D idiot. And, I mean, it's very sad. It's sad to say that, but you didn't look good. I think that hopefully the vice presidential debates between Kamala Harris and oh boy. Oh, sorry about that, my phone. Kamala Harris and Pence, I hope, is a little bit more classy. And then I hope that y'all come back for the second presidential debates and stick to the issues, guys, because that's what I'm looking at. I don't care. It's not a popularity contest. Because if it's a popularity contest, then Joe Biden got my vote all day. I don't like Trump. There. I said it. I don't like Trump. But I'm going to vote what's best for me and my family, what's best for my moral position, what's best for my, what I believe is best for America. That's how I'm voting. So Trump, you have an opportunity to gain a lot of stock from the people if you talk about the issues. Let us know what your plan is. That's the thing. You say that you have a plan for this, you have a plan for that, you have a plan for this, you have a plan for that. But we never hear it. We never hear the plan. We don't know what the plan is. So that is what we need to get to. Guys, I think that I've harped on enough. I know that this podcast is not long. I wanted to say something, and I was hoping that we might get some callers, but we didn't. And I am dealing with a major medical situation right now, so I'm not going to stretch myself and overwhelm myself. But this has been Kenny Green instead of Neil Vondre. Now, like I said, if I was talking about as my character's point of view, second line, my character is a wealthy club owner, business owner, land owner. So, of course, he would be voting Trump. My character would be, but the person behind the avatar, no. I'm hoping that in this next election, this next debate, we can get to the issues and I can find out more what the positions of each candidate are on all these different issues, and that will influence my vote. I don't know about you guys, but that's what I hope. Anyways, take care, guys. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We'll be taking a 2-week hiatus as is the end of season number 2 before we come back with season number 3. We hope to bring some hot stuff for you in a new format, so just stay tuned.